Hi, I'm Greg Chick. Today I'm going to talk about saving water and some of the different ways to do that. Some of them aren't as obvious as others. One of the things is domestic water is usually delivered to the house through the water meter. The water meter at the street is metering all the water that goes to your house and to your yard. The water that goes to your yard is usually before the pressure regulator. Therefore, it has high pressure. That water pressure that's at the street, that's usually about 100 or 150. The house has a regulator taking it down to less than 80 to meet code. But all that water that goes to your sprinklers that makes you think that it's really good because it throws mist is actually really bad because it throws mist. When you use water and there's mist, 30% of that water is wasted to evaporation. And nationally speaking, nationally, coast to coast, the American Water Works Association figures that 50% of the water that goes through the meter is going to the yard, and the other 50% is going in the house, where it's regulated by pressure. That street pressure at the sprinklers outside in the yard is causing an enormous amount of waste that is being ignored. I refer to it as the white elephant. Here we are talking about, you know, a 2.2-gallon shower head versus a 2.5-gallon shower head per minute, yet 30 gallons a minute are being blown to the wind in the yard. And that's something that I think has been overlooked many years and is now coming to the forefront. I think the white elephant is being discovered. One of the things you can do to take care of this waste is to put on a separate pressure regulator for your yard system. Now, if you do this, and your system was designed to have that high pressure in order to allow enough volume and pressure to irrigate 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or 20 sprinkler heads all at once, then you're going to have to redesign your system. Because once you regulate that pressure, take it down to stop the misting, you will have a little bit less water to spread around. The good part is that when you do this, you'll save probably 20-30% on your water bill. At least for your landscape. And if that is 50% of your meter, then you're looking at about 15% of your water bill. So I think it's safe to say that if you effectively use the irrigation system outside with a regulator, with matched precipitation rate nozzles, and a fully designed sprinkler system correctly installed, you can save 10, 15, or even 20% of your water bill as a whole. To do this, there's this new thing called water auditing. Water auditing is a very involved procedure, which the state of California, for example, has a water auditing exam and license and certification that they're offering through the Irrigation Association. And that's something that you can Google. If you go to the Irrigation Association website, you'll see how important water auditing and landscape is. If you'll go to a lot of different websites, you can find a lot of information. I'll touch on a few of them here briefly. One, I don't think a lawn should be used in the desert, such as Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, Texas, so on. The Southwest is laden with golf courses and lawns and landscape features, water features, and I think that day is going to change. You might as well change ahead of the curve. If you're putting in a new landscape, don't do lawn. Just say no to lawn. There's different types of ground covers you can use to cover massive areas that can be done with drip irrigation much more effectively and actually look even better and be less maintenance. Mowing a lawn is not maintenance-free, no matter how you look at it. Irrigating and fertilizing and trimming a lawn is more work than need do to get an attractive landscape. One of the ways that you can go at that with drip irrigation is you put up a special zone just for drip irrigation for one type of shrub and a separate drip irrigation system for a different type of shrub in the same area. So unlike with lawns, you have that whole area is spray. But with drip irrigation, you could have three circuits, three zones that all cover the entire yard, where there's deep watering trees throughout the whole yard that are on one system, shallow watering ground covers that require very shallow dripping in very short drip times, intermittently throughout the whole yard, and then medium drippings, where you could have maybe only three zones do an entire yard because you're only dripping, instead of six or seven or eight or 12 zones with lawn spray, not only costing you more in valves, in controller zones, but in water, and in mowing, and in fertilizing. There's a lot more ways to save water than just not using it. There's a smart way to use water to where you're doing the right thing for the environment, doing the right thing for looks in the yard, and saving money to boot. It's just plain smart and respectful to have a smart design. There's new irrigation controllers that instead of setting 6 minutes here and 12 minutes there and 15 minutes there, you set according to the turf type, if it's wet season, cold season, warm season turf, and there's a factor that you use from your owner's manual to program, and then a GPS weather station advises through GPS service that controller to the microclimate of your yard and your longitude and latitude, your GPS location, when it needs to water and how much according to climatic conditions that reflect evaporation from wind, yesterday's rain, tomorrow's rain, yesterday's heat, today's heat, tomorrow's probable heat. And all of that is taken into consideration with a computerized system that is programmed into the controller itself. These controllers start at about $400 and go to $1,000. Require a little bit more to program, but these controllers will be mandated. So you might as well get with the program sooner than later. Regular controllers right now that you buy at the home center that have the minutes and the hours and the days, that's not going to stay. You can count on it. Those are going away. So if you start early in the curve, you'll just be saving that much longer than the other people who wait to step up to the plate, you know, on for the efficient controllers when they're absolutely mandated. The difference in mandating from today versus tomorrow will be somewhat on a gradient slope, but then there'll be severe slopes in mandating this type of thing when there's level 1, 2, or 3 droughts. Now, what that has to do with is when the EPA says, well, we're going to level 2, then all of a sudden the water district's going to send out a notice saying there will be no lawn watering. Now, in some areas, they've already written into some bylaws that say, unless you have an ET controller. If you have an audited landscape with an ET controller certified by a certified landscape irrigation auditor, you will be aside from that mandate to not water your landscape. And you'll be doing a good thing and saving water to boot.